Well, good afternoon and welcome to Local Matters. Our guest today is Jenny Spurlock, the Executive Director of Leadership Putnam. And we're talking about education matters, and Leadership Putnam is certainly an education program here in the Upper Cumberland. So, Jenny, thanks for being with us and welcome.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Bell.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Okay, well, Cookville's my home. I'm proud to call Cookville my home, with the exception of a few years as a child when my father, his work took him to Lexington, Kentucky. We moved back to Cookville when I was 9 years old. Attended Parkview Elementary for a year, then Capshaw School, and then I'm a proud Cookville Cavalier. My father was star football player back in his day. My mother was homecoming queen. The rest is the rest is history.
You've got a lot of history there.
A lot of history. I attended TTU, majoring in accounting, which led me to my first career, or life as I refer to it, as a director of finance and administration at the Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency. I was there for about 13 years, and after which did a short stint with my friends at the Putnam County Sheriff's Department. I didn't stay there. I worked there.
Let me clarify
that.
You were a guest.
No, sir. I was not a guest. During that time, my mother and I, Janice Jackson, we'd always dreamed of having a gift shop together. And she came to me and said, I've bought a building. Do you want to put in a store? So I took a big pay cut, and we opened J.J. Jack's Gift Shop, which we got to enjoy for 20 and a half years, or I did. My mother passed, unfortunately, very young at 59, but I got to continue that for 16 years after her death. And this community was wonderful to us. So that's what I did for 20 and a half years. And then my third life, as I refer to it, I hope will be the Chamber of Commerce. Been there 3.5 years as the executive assistant to George Hallford, our president and CEO, and also director of Leadership Putnam.
And George Hallford is about to retire, and that's going to be a big change.
That makes me want to cry every time I hear that. we're really going to be, he's been amazing. We're going to be sad to see George.
He
go.
Has been great, and yes. I've worked with him a lot too, and he's been an outstanding chamber CEO. So that's good. Well, let's talk about Leadership Putnam. What's the mission of Leadership Putnam?
Okay, well, in short, it is to educate and to inform and engage leaders in our community. It's more about just a leadership program, though. One of my favorite quotes by John C. Maxwell is, leadership is not about titles, positions, or flowcharts. It's about one life influencing another. And I think that's the most important thing to me about Leadership Putnam. Every year there's a class of 24. I'm fortunate enough that I just chose my fourth class since I've been director. So every year there are 24 people we get to know and get to bond with and get really close with. So it's an opportunity to make lifelong friends. But it's also, it creates an environment to let you learn about the community, to see where you can become more engaged. I think all of us like to be part of something bigger than ourselves, which Leadership Putnam gives us that opportunity to do through group projects. Every year there are about four groups who take on a project, and there's some great ones that have come out of LP. So this group gets to get together and say, I might not could have done this on my own, but with my group, I'm doing something fabulous for the community.
And it is, it's a fun way to learn about the community, the region you live in, and some of the challenges. It's not all just
absolutely
about nice stuff.
There, absolutely.
It covers challenges too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, we have been having these group projects, and people don't understand how much comes out of that, but also individual projects. Like you said, there are challenges. People go to Human Needs and Services Day and they go, oh my goodness, I've lived here my whole life, but I had no idea of the needs in this community and how I can give back to that. And we've seen some great things come out of that.
And I know my wife and I have both been through the program, and Gloria's team tackled methamphetamine challenges.
Wow.
And did videos and got stuff on public television. And it really was a project that changed people. And so I know she enjoyed a lot.
Absolutely.
That, and it opened her eyes to,
yes,
to what was going on. Well, Leadership Putnam's been around a while. It's celebrated its 25th anniversary recently, and it stood the test of time, hasn't it?
It certainly has, and you should know better than anyone, as a graduate of the class of 1991, the very
first
class, Dr. Bell,
right,
which is awesome. So
that says I'm old.
No, it says you knew what was going on. You were before anybody else did. You were ahead of the game. 27 classes have graduated thus far. there were, it started out under the umbrella of the Cookeville Chamber of Commerce and was under that umbrella for several years. Then for different reasons, funding, various reasons, it went out on its own under some other really great leaders. But then there were a few years it didn't happen. And so 4 years ago, the chamber leadership saw fit to bring it back under the umbrella of the chamber, which I'm so happy about. And we're continuing to grow it. But it has stood the test of time. The program really doesn't change. It's kind of a set program that we use every year that's kind of tried and true. But we find that, like I said, whether you're brand new to Cookeville or you've been here your whole life, there's something for everybody.
Yeah, and I don't know anyone who's gone through it who hasn't found new things to talk about in the community. Well, this is Local Issues, Local Matters, and we are talking to Jenny Spurlock about Leadership Putnam. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. And Jenny, we are back. It is good to have you here to talk about Leadership Putnam. And we'll just talk a little bit about a typical year.
Sure.
I know it's the program doesn't go a calendar year, but there is a school year for Leadership Putnam, isn't there?
There is a school year. Like I mentioned previously, we did just choose our class of 24 for the class of 2020, which I think it's pretty cool if you can say you're in the class of 2020. Hindsight's 2020. Class of 2020, we'll see what they do. We will start this program year with an overnight retreat and orientation. That will be Friday, September 13th and Saturday the 14th. We hold that retreat at the retreat at Center Hill Lake down in Smithville. And part of that is so that we can get people away from their everyday lives, get them focused on what's going on, get them with the group overnight to do group activities, group building activities, get to know each other. We found there was 1 year we didn't do a group retreat overnight, and it's like those people didn't get an opportunity to really know each other through the whole year.
It's a team building activity.
Sure, because our program days are very busy, so there's not a lot of time during those days. But that will be our first day, Friday, September 13th, and then we will have an October through May of 2020. There will be different program days, starting with healthcare, November's education, December's business, industry, and economic development. January of 2020 will be city and county government. February is human needs and services. March, we do our LP Day on the Hill. We take the group to the Capitol, which is a fun day. And in April, we have environment and agriculture. And Thursday, May 7th, will be our last program day, which is quality of life. And then we will graduate the class in June.
And that's a full load. That is a pretty full year for these folks. And a lot to get their arms around.
It's a busy year. As a matter of fact, last year I found it kind of funny because I'm definitely older than anybody who's in the class. And when they turn in their comment sheets, which are very helpful, some of the really young ones said, we needed a little more rest. And I was like, well, we just don't have time. But anyway, I said, if I can do it, you can do it. They're cram-packed days. We will, with healthcare, we will visit several healthcare facilities. Of course, Cookeville Regional being the biggest one of those that we visit and find out about our healthcare. But we are very busy every single day. We try to cram as much into a day as we can because there's so much to learn.
Well, that's great. It is truly a valuable program. And it's a program that is developing future leaders for our communities.
Absolutely. And some of these people come in at a high level of leadership already, but they still feel like they take something away. And some of us come in and we maybe don't have leadership skills, but this is definitely a way to promote that and be with other people who are already doing that in the community.
Well, that's super. We are talking to Jenny Spurlock, the Executive Director of Leadership Putnam at the Cookeville Putnam County Chamber of Commerce. And Jenny, we talked a little bit about an overview of what the programs do, but let's go into a little more detail about two or three elements.
Sure.
First, you mentioned the participants themselves. Typically, who participates?
It is such a wide range of individuals. We are, this year especially, we have a very diverse class. I'm thrilled about that. So it's everyone from anybody who's 18 years old and up that lives or works in Putnam County. So we have all age groups. We have all different individuals coming from all different areas of life and work. So this is for anybody that qualifies in Putnam County.
And some of them have a lot of experience and maybe have served on a lot of small groups helping in various areas. Others may be new to the community or just all of a sudden decided the they wanted to get involved in something.
Absolutely. I noticed this year on the applications in particular, I have several people in the new class who said, I am new to the community and I want to learn about it. And then I had several who said, I've been here all my life, but I want to learn how to give back. I don't know. I want to get more engaged. I want to learn, and I've not been as active as I want to be. So it's all different types of people.
And that's great. That's a yes. good mix of people, and yes. they will add a lot to the program. Well, what does a typical day when you're studying business or when you're looking at the business environment,
yes.
what does that day look like?
Business, industry, and economic development typically will start that day pretty much at the chamber with an overview of economic development from Stephen Crook, who's our vice president of economic development at the chamber. He's very knowledgeable, and people are always amazed at the information he has to share. Then we're going to go visit all kinds of industries. And so there are people that don't have any idea that we have a company that's kind of like makes spy equipment. That's really cool. People don't know we have a company that makes parts that are on the Minuteman, intercontinental missile. People don't know that happens in Little Old Cookeville, Tennessee. So we visit these industries and these businesses and get a little more knowledge of how they work and what they do. And we've got some amazing industry around here.
We do have some amazing industry, and we're seeing a lot of growth right now, too.
Yes.
It's always good when we've got an informed public that understands more about what economic development is all about, and also about existing industry and how we
Absolutely.
Grow existing industry.
Yes, Averitt is one of our wonderful existing industries. They're always so gracious, and they do great things. So people learn, you learn how many miles those trucks go a year, and you're
wow.
amazed. It's a lot of amazing information, and our businesses are really good to work with us.
So you have a day in education. What
yes.
do you do on the Education Day?
Education Day, I've kind of tried to change that day a little bit. We're trying to make sure we're very inclusive with the schools. You know, of course, we're gonna visit TTU. I mean, what an asset we have right here. And we're going to visit TTU and spend a great deal of our day there. But we're also going to go to Jerry Whitson School Elementary, which is
right.
very different than going to Capshaw School.
It is.
And then we're going to go to Prescott Middle School. They're doing amazing things there. We're going to go visit that school. And then we have added the more private schools in Cookeville, because people don't know about those, so we're visiting those. And we've even had some people say, we'd like for you to look at some homeschool type stuff that we're doing. So we try to make sure we cover the full gambit of education in Cookeville.
It really is hard to get it all in, isn't it?
It really is, yes.
Even just in the higher education side, you've got Tech, a great university, a great community college, the Cookeville Higher Education
exactly.
Center. Exactly. So Vol State's active in Putnam County,
yes.
The TCAT Livingston does a lot of work down here.
And those folks are all trying to get on my schedule, so we're
I'm
working
sure
on
they
it.
Do.
Absolutely, we're working
you
on it, yes.
You can't possibly do everything in one day. Well, when you kick over to the day where you're dealing with government, what do you look at mainly there?
You know, that's a lot of people's favorite day, and it's been so fun to see, because there have actually been a couple of people from my classes who have talked about wanting to become county commissioners, because we go to the county. Randy Porter and his staff are wonderful to have us, and we'll do a mock commission meeting. And so some of those folks are like, oh my goodness, I want to get in on that, and I can make a difference. And so they're talking about wanting to be county commissioners. We also visit the city of Cookeville and find out everything they've got going on. That's the day that we tour the Justice Center, and it's very eye-opening. We have individuals that say that impacts them more than anything, because maybe they've never toured a jail facility.
Right.
First of all, we realize we're fortunate to have what we have, and Sheriff Ferris is always wonderful to help us on that day. But it also is just very sobering. We visit with the judges from the particular courts. Judge Patterson, who recently retired, the group always love listening to him speak about those courts and what runs those courts, which is unfortunately mostly addictions. And so it's a sobering day, but it's a very eye-opening day. And a lot of people will turn in their report after that day and say this was the best.
I think looking back at my experience a long time ago when the Justice Center wasn't open in the form it is today, I think that day was without a doubt the one that maybe shocked me the most.
Yes.
And also made me realize I did need to get more involved than I had been.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's a really good one.
Well, this is Local Matters. We are talking to Jenny Spurlock about Leadership Putnam, and we're going to take a very quick break and be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
So welcome back. We are talking about Leadership Putnam. And Jenny, you mentioned a day on the hill. And
yes,
that has to be an eye-opening experience for some of these folks, too.
Absolutely. Some people, when they were in school, might have traveled to the Capitol. But even if you have, it's always so fun to visit. A lot of people have never been there. And so that is a full day. We all ride together. We use Upper Cumberland Shuttle. Those folks shuttle us down there and back and let us out at the front door. And we have a full day. We try to always meet with our folks. We meet with Senator Bailey, and we meet with Ryan Williams,
probably.
Representative Williams, Cameron Sexton. All those folks are great to meet with us when we're there on the Hill and give us a few minutes of their time. But we try to also sit in on as many of the meetings and the things that are going on there to see how that runs at the state level. We get a good tour of the Capitol. That's always fun. And it's just a really fun day to be a part of what's going on in Nashville. And
get a picture with the governor years.
Well, so far every year I've had it, we've had a picture with the governor. That's They've always great. Been very gracious. So work with some great people there. But yeah, you get your picture with the governor, which is not a bad thing ever. And
I agree.
Yeah. So it's a fun day.
And they do get a chance to see some. And this year has been an eye-opening year down there. There's been a lot going on.
So. Absolutely. We've been in a couple of sessions that were a little bit volatile, very interesting. So you see that things aren't always just really easy and fun down there. But very, very interesting.
Yeah, some things, it seems, don't change.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that's that has to be a very interesting day for everyone. And you sort of finish up on quality of life. And
yes.
Cookeville's got a great quality of life for most of the residents around here. Tell us what you do with Leadership Putnam's Quality of Life Day.
Absolutely. Last year, I also changed the agenda for that day a little bit because I started thinking about what I think about as quality of life in this area. And of course, we think of Burgess Falls, so we went to Burgess Falls. Unfortunately, it was coming a monsoon the day we went, so we didn't really get to go to the falls, but we got to do something not many people get to do. We got to go in the office of the folks that work there, and we got to see where they keep the frozen rats that they feed the birds that they have there. Not everybody gets to do that. So, you know, there you go. So, but we did Burgess Falls. We also went to the lake and had lunch on the lake so that we could see the beauty of the lake around here. We went to the actual dam and toured the dam and all of that facility, which was very interesting and eye-opening. And then we do end our day up. Sometimes we'll end up at Delmonico Winery because, let's face it, that's definitely quality of life. And we'll tour some of the local breweries. So we kind of just try to make a full gambit of things that
you make it fun while you're studying everything else.
Fun to do in the area, yes.
Well, quality of life is so important to economic development, to attracting new industry.
Absolutely.
Here. If they can't see a good reason to want to spend their life in this in Putnam County or in this region, then they may not bring their company here.
That's exactly right. And that's one thing. I don't think any of us at the Chamber have any problem selling. I think all of us are sold on Cookeville and love it. And I know I am. And there's just so many wonderful things I can say about it. So.
And you get people in this program from Baxter and from Allgood Monterey.
Yes.
So the entire county is represented.
Absolutely.
And boy, going to places like Burgess Falls makes for a great day. Well, tell us a little bit about healthcare. You mentioned that you go to Cookeville Regional mm-hmm. Medical Center, mm-hmm. and that's a great experience. I've been on tour groups there many times, and that is a real asset to our region. But what other healthcare things do you look at?
We will typically go and see the folks at the health department, because that's a whole end of the spectrum from the hospital. But we'll go see those folks because they're doing amazing things in this area. We'll visit with them and tour their facility and find out what all they have to offer. On that day, we will also, I'm trying to think what we did this last year because we changed the agenda a little bit. We spend the majority of the day at Cookeville Regional because there's so much to tour there and everybody wants to see all the different departments.
And they've got good meeting rooms and people can come
yes,
in there and
absolutely.
Speak to people too.
Absolutely. So we try to cram as much as we can in. And like every year, I'm always interested in adding things that would improve the quality of the day.
Well, there's just such great resources there and so many great medical practitioners, some of whom I know have been through Leadership Putnam.
Yes,
been
absolutely.
Part of the program.
Absolutely.
And I was trying to think back in my class and in the classes in the 90s, several of those folks have gone on to be a city councilman or a county, I guess a county commissioner or a leader in some other county role.
Absolutely. Well, if you look at the list of alumni, and there have been around 640 over the 27 years of graduated classes, it's a pretty impressive list of alumni.
There's a great group of people there, and there's a great group of people who have not yet been
absolutely.
Through it.
Absolutely, yes. So we're always looking for that next class.
So tell us how someone would get involved with Leadership Putnam.
Well, we have just selected the class of 2020, and it is full, I'm proud to say. But we will take applications throughout the year. For the following year, for the class of 2021, those applications would be due by July 15th of 2020. But anybody that's interested can contact me throughout the year, either at the chamber or I can give you my email address. You can contact me because you can certainly be put on a waiting list. And right now I'm proud to say that's kind of where we are. So if you're interested in being in the next class, definitely contact me ahead of time. Get on a waiting list and get that application in next year. You can also get involved. Like I said, we're looking for ways to enhance every program day. There may be folks, I know somebody reached out to me this year from the library and said, we'd love to be on one of your program days. If you're a business or you're an organization that would like to be involved, also contact me and I will look at getting you on our agenda.
Well, that's great. And I know there probably are young folks interested in this. So talk about what a young person can do to learn more about their county.
Well, a young person can get involved. Right now, we don't have a youth academy with Leadership Putnam. That's something we're going to try to get off the ground in the next year
and
or
something
two.
Something
we had in years
ago
past.
Or so.
Yes, it's a little less time constraint for that one. It's only a week during the summer, and so we are looking at getting that going. We're trying to get some funding together so that's another way you can help if you would like to contribute to Leadership Putnam. That's something we're trying to build right now.
Well, that's great. I think it I know youth are involved at the chamber in internships and in a lot of other activities, but this would be a great way to get our young folks involved in a different form of educational
yes.
endeavor. And
absolutely.
So,
it's a little bit different format than what else they do.
It really
yeah.
is. And I hope we can get that that program back up and running again. Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about Leadership Putnam? You've done a great job of describing
you.
The program.
I just want everyone to know what a great program it is, and I'm so fortunate and blessed to be able to get to direct this program. It really, I'm a people person. This feeds my need to be with people. It feeds my need to plan events. There's a lot of planning that goes into these program days, and I love that part of it. So I'm just thankful to be doing this for the Chamber of Commerce and for Leadership Putnam, and please contact me if you have any questions.
Well, we've been honored to have you with us today.
Thanks
for taking time to come out, and best of luck as you kick off this new year of Leadership Putnam.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot.